Welcome, everybody, to That Tracks Podcast, the podcast where we pick off where those bums at NORAD left off tracking Santa. They just stop after Christmas is done, and we continue on for you, the listeners. Nick, where's Santa at these days?
What is, is he on vacation still, or he's probably back at his workshop?
We're supposed to know this. We're tracking him. He is at the North Pole.
Oh, we
strangely enough, this is our 11th episode tracking Santa, and he has not changed location. We thought for sure he went on vacation based on like rumors that we've heard. Apparently, it's not true.
Where do you think? Are you like a Santa vacations on the beach kind of guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like he doesn't have to because when he goes certain places, like say Australia,
right,
South America,
yeah,
that's on Christmas. It's summertime there.
Sure.
So
he visits a lot of different places.
Yeah.
But he
visits
lives
all of the places.
But he lives in like freezing cold temperatures. So I feel like when he gets to go on vacation, he'd want to escape that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hawaiian Santa. You know.
No, I don't know what that is.
That's a song called Hawaiian Santa.
Hmm.
Oh, I can't remember the rest of it. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. As he goes surfing into Waikiki.
This is you singing right now.
All right. Here we go again with this singing stuff.
Not that I ever have any indication as to where you're going with your fun facts on tracking, but that's not where I thought you were going to go with it today.
Hmm. Where do you think I was going to go?
I don't know. I kind of thought maybe you would say something about a monster truck rally.
There's no tracks. What track?
I feel like they were racing.
They were racing. It's a very loose track. Very loose.
We can talk about that. So
yeah, we went to the Monster Truck Show. Monster Jam.
Yeah, if you follow us on Instagram, @_tracks_pod, you would have seen that. We posted on our stories about it. Okay,
we went
so actually
together.
We didn't actually go together.
We went at this. You sat right next to me.
Yeah, and we didn't. That was not planned. Like we didn't know that until like the day before, maybe. Yeah. We both got the same media invite for it. There weren't a lot of media people there.
There's only the three of us, wasn't
it? I think so, yeah. So our friend Adriana was there. And stay tuned because we're working on something to potentially have Adriana, like we're gonna collab on a project with Adriana. Stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm.
It involves cookies. So.
Oh, okay. I thought we weren't gonna just blatantly say it. Just throwing it out there.
I'm not gonna give specific details because
that's
more,
pretty specific.
It's more fun that way.
Okay.
Yeah, but there's more to it. Mm. Anyways,
it's a bake-off.
I would win that. Game on. Do you bake?
Bold. Yes.
Oh, I've never had anything that you've baked before.
This is a private thing. It's my own personal
stash.
No.
Do you really enjoy baking?
I don't enjoy. Well, no, I don't.
Oh.
But I'm good at it. Which is weird to me.
You're like, I hate doing it, but when I do, it is so good.
Well, I say that I can follow a recipe really well. I know people who can just make, like, just be like, you know what? I'm going to make a birthday cake. And they just like come out and like, bloop, bloop, bloop.
I think it's because, so during the pandemic, I baked a lot. I like to bake. I enjoy baking.
Is it a piece of cake?
I feel like the guy from High School Musical. Do you know that reference?
No, I was going to say, it's a piece of cake to bake a pretty cake.
Oh, see, I went to High
School. You don't know that one, or
nope.
Do you?
Really? Look at that difference.
What's it called? Lazy Town?
Mm.
Is it called Lazy Town?
I don't know.
What's that, Baron? The guy with the big chin.
Jay Leno?
No. Is that Lazy Town?
I'm proud of myself for knowing Jay Leno.
And were you proud of yourself? That's a person that is very popular.
But people talk about him having a big chin, right?
Fun fact about Jay Leno, right?
Of course.
So he collects cars, right?
I mean, sure. I didn't know that.
Yeah, Lazy Town. Okay, just checking. So Jay Leno collects cars. He's got a show called Jay Leno's Garage.
Mm-hmm.
He has probably one of the largest private car collections in the world.
Okay.
And he's got some ridiculous cars.
Mm-hmm.
There's this car from Chrysler, right? It's a turbine car. Mm-hmm. My friend Jeff told me about this thing. And the thing about the turbine car is that it's unlike anything else. It was an experimental car. They didn't sell it. They gave it out to 200. They made 200 of them and like gave them out to people to like test. And you never had to change the oil on it.
Mm.
Indestructible engine. Like you could run it on anything that combusts. There have been rumors of it running on perfume, cognac, VO5 hairspray.
Wow.
Like anything that combusts, you can put in this thing. But it was terribly fuel inefficient. It was very loud, and it was not a pleasure to drive. Back to Jay Leno. All of them were destroyed except for seven of them.
Oh, he has one.
He has one. Six are in car museums.
Wow.
And so, like,
interesting.
I don't think you can visit Jay Leno's garage. You can see it on his TV show, but it's not like a car museum.
How do you know this?
It was my friend Jeff sent me this, and then I went in a rabbit hole about the turbine car. He's like, "Do you know that Chrysler made a turbine car?" I was like, "Let me learn." It's and I learned. Just,
your brain fascinates me. The fact that you retained all of that information, and then if I were to say, "What did you do last Thursday?" you'd be like, "Well, I don't know."
No idea. What did I do last Thursday? I feel like I went to Universal yesterday, but I'm not 100% sure. I know that I went and I ate at Circus McGurkus. But I feel like, no, yesterday I didn't go to Universal.
I was going to say, I feel like I noticed that video got posted on your channel either yesterday or the day before.
The video got posted yesterday, so that means that I went the day before.
Yeah.
So I didn't go to Universal yesterday. I do know what I did yesterday. I went to Thornton Park. It was very nice.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know what Thornton Park is? Mm-mm. You're not from here, are you?
I'm not from Orlando, no. Mm,
yeah, that makes sense. Nobody else. You know, people ask me all the time.
What?
They're like, where should I move in Orlando?
Yeah.
And hate is a strong word. I don't hate that question. I strongly dislike that question because I have no idea.
Yeah, well,
there are so many factors.
Yeah, so situational.
Right?
I'm from Central Florida. I grew up in the Tampa area, though. And so, I mean, really.
Do you know Hulk Hogan?
Never. I have met him.
Oh.
Yeah.
Me too.
Twice.
Oh, man, you beat me out on that one.
But I think that, and also just like if someone were to say to me, where should we move to in Tampa? I'd be like, I have no idea. Because Tampa's also changed so much.
Tampa's changed a lot.
Yeah. So is Orlando.
Yeah.
So Central Florida in general.
The thing about Orlando is there are neighborhoods that have historically been
right
high end.
Yeah.
And so.
But is that going to fit somebody's.
Is like, that what you want?
Budget.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, and same with Tampa. Like, there are places in Tampa that are great. They're really nice, but...
Yeah.
Anyways, back to baking. Oh. I want to try something that you bake.
Okay.
So, let's make that happen.
No.
Oh.
I'll do it.
I'll
make you something.
Oh, I was going to say, during the pandemic, I baked a lot. I think a lot of people in general baked a lot.
I did.
You did?
No.
Oh. You didn't, like, do the bread thing?
No. You know what? I'll tell you this. Mm. The reason we didn't do the bread thing is because we're like bread hipsters.
What does that mean?
We used to make our own bread.
Yeah, that's what people did.
No, before, like in 2009.
You made your own bread before it was cool.
When I was a kid, my mom started me on this and she would bake our own bread for like our lunches at school. Mm. And so we would always have this bread in the freezer. And then when me and Jen bought our first house, it was probably before that we were making bread, but we were always making bread.
Do you still make bread?
No.
Oh, so everyone started making bread, yeah. And you said...
I said,
we're done with this. Anyways, I was baking a lot during the pandemic, and my family did this like Zoom session one time where we all... it was like a game show, and we had to like get ingredients from the pantry, and then we did this thing where we had to like randomly draw like what ingredients we had to incorporate into something that we were going to make. And it was like
Iron Chef style.
Yeah. And like we had a certain like cooking utensil that we had to use, all this kind of stuff.
And the rubber chicken.
Yeah. I mean, no, but yes.
Oh, okay.
And I was proud of myself because I don't remember specifically all of the things that Prancy and I drew. This was 4 years ago.
Something you don't remember?
Yeah. Very specific things I don't remember, but I do know that we ended up making cookies. I think one of the things was like potato chips, so we mashed the potato chips and put them into the cookies, but I didn't have a recipe to follow because we were not allowed to use any sort of recipe. And I was able to get the ingredients correct to go in like to go into the cookie mix and produce like an actual cookie. So I think it's like the more that you bake, the more familiar you are with recipes.
This just came out of me. That was like Poor Things. That happens in the movie.
Oh, okay. We talked about Poor Things this week. I haven't seen it.
Coming to Disney Plus, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Based on what you've told me of the movie, that's shocking.
Well, there are some shocking things on Disney Plus.
It kind of frustrates me.
Yeah.
It makes me mad.
Why?
Because they canceled the Lizzie McGuire reboot because some of the content was too adult for Disney Plus. And some of the things that we've put on Disney Plus recently, I'm like, there's no way that Lizzie McGuire was like more adult than this.
Well, because that is a teen title.
No, that ticks me off. It wasn't for the teenagers. It was for us, the millennials. Well, we grew up with Lizzie McGuire. Hmm. There's not a lot of things that makes me angry, but the fact that that got canceled makes me angry.
I do hate to interrupt your story about baking. I am proud of you, though, for that potato chip thing, and I would like to try it.
Okay.
I want to try those potato chip cookies.
I love to bake.
Were they chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds amazing. Did it have nuts in them?
No.
Mm.
Oh.
Pecans?
I want to say walnuts.
Walnuts are okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll take that with potato chips. Sounds really good.
I'll bake some for you. And also...
Like Lay's wavy?
But you have to eat one cold and then one warm.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Did you see that Disney Channel night was last night?
Yeah, I did.
Disneyland.
Yeah.
Do you see they had...
I had FOMO.
They had like a High School Musical parade going on.
Yep.
With zombies.
Yeah.
And then they had a sing-along, or they had like karaoke.
Yeah, and Camp Rock. They were playing some interesting songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, songs that I never thought would be played in a Disney park.
Right.
I'm mad at it. It looked like fun, but it was for the adults.
Let me ask you this.
Mm.
So they had Phineas and Ferb DJing, I guess, apparently, but it was Perry the Platypus was DJing?
He showed up.
But he had his hat on.
I don't know what that means. I'm not going to lie. Phineas and Ferb, not my jam.
So... He's supposed to not. He's supposed to be a secret agent when he has his hat on.
Oh, so he should not have been.
Unless like later in the series, they're totally like in with Perry being a secret agent.
I don't know. I don't know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I haven't made it very far into the series.
Yeah, I think I just missed Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah. So Perry the Platypus is their pet.
Why do you like it?
Because it's fun. Have you ever watched it?
Yeah.
It's a comedy. It's a good time. There's a giant floating baby head.
I'm not judging you for liking it. I'm proud of you. I'm excited that you have something that makes you happy.
Making people
but
happy.
But you were like, I mean.
I was way old. I was like, I was 105 years old when Perry the Platypus or Phineas and Ferb came out.
Far away from that.
No, Jackson was watching it.
Oh, okay. That's what I was going to ask.
You know what else Jackson watches that's old that'd be a throwback?
No, what?
Oso.
Mm, I don't know.
Special Agent Oso? Secret Agent Oso?
Is that a bear?
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
Oso.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Played by Sean Astin.
I don't know who that is.
Rudy?
Oh,
I'm sure you've seen Rudy.
Yeah, for sure.
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm slightly offended by that, but yeah, I love
it. He was in Rudy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I think so.
He was in Goonies, too. You ever seen Goonies?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
I refuse to answer that question.
He was in...
I've seen parts of Goonies.
That
Goonies
show...
Never Say Die?
He played Turtle, right?
What?
He was in... He didn't play Turtle. He played... he was in The Hobbit. What is that?
Oh.
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say he was in a show that I watched, too, when I was younger. Sean Astin.
Was it Oso? That's what I'm going to wear to Mickey's Not So Scary, is I'm going to dress up as Oso.
You should do that.
Yeah.
He was... Oh, yeah. He was in Stranger Things. That's not what I'm thinking
of. Oh, yeah.
Of, but, yeah. He played it. He didn't last very long. Yeah. Oh, spoiler. I mean, by now.
Eh?
Wasn't that like season two?
No, it was like season five.
I don't think it was.
It was pretty far. It was the dogs.
Yeah, well, sorry. The dogs.
Yeah, the demi dogs.
Who let the dogs out?
It was, what's his name?
Yeah. The lifeguard?
No.
Oh.
The one with the big hair. What's his name?
What? Dustin?
Dustin.
Yeah.
He did it.
I love Stranger Things. I can't wait for the last season. I can't think of the name of the show that he was in from my childhood, but maybe the people will know.
Was he in Entourage? Or is that somebody else that I'm thinking of?
I didn't
of?
Watch Entourage.
I think it was somebody else. I'm confused. I didn't ever watch Entourage, so don't...
I feel like you just brought something up that I was going to expand upon.
Was it Disney Channel night?
Yeah. Did you watch any of the coverage? Obviously.
I watched a bunch of it, yeah, because I was interested to see who all was there.
By it, because it's only two nights. It happened last night. We're recording this on Wednesday, and then it's happening again tomorrow night. I have friends that went last night, and then I have friends that are going tomorrow night. I am so jealous.
Yeah.
Mickey's wearing a High School Musical costume.
Yeah, he's dressed up as Zac Efron.
Troy Bolton.
Yeah.
Oh, High School Musical. I started with baking, and I never finished that thought. But
oh, yeah. I'm sorry, because I interrupted you with...
That's okay. We don't have to like
Disney Channel
spend
night.
Much time on it, but there's a moment in High School Musical where a guy is like getting ready. He's on the basketball team, and everybody's talking about like things that they're passionate about that are not sports, and he's getting ready to reveal something, and he tells everybody that he bakes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, proud of him.
Does he say that it's a piece of cake to bake, piece of cake to bake pretty cake?
He does not say
that. Okay, well, he should. But then there was also like Tailspin, Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, which is cool, but I don't know.
Do you see that they did the thing on the castle?
Yeah, that was fun.
Like the Mickey. Remember that thing?
Yeah.
With the
you're
wand?
Using your hands to do this, but those that are listening have no idea what you're doing.
I'm a YouTube guy. Sorry.
It's like where they use the wand to make the Mickey ears.
Remember we saw that wand at Expo?
Yeah.
That wand was there.
I never did that at Expo. They had an opportunity at D23 Expo 2 years ago where you could go into the booth and like take pictures and video of you like making the Mickey ears with that wand. Yeah. And I never did it.
And you said, I'm Miley Cyrus and you're watching Disney Channel. Yeah. And but you make the little Mickey.
The line was always too long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't spend as much time on the Expo floor as I wish that I would have. And I think I will change that this next experience.
You'll sleep there?
Well, no.
It's going to be bigger. It's going to be harder.
Well, I was going to say, I don't really know what to... No one knows what to anticipate with D23 this year.
Iger does.
Sure. I would imagine he does. And also the VP of D23 probably is familiar with it as well. But I think, like, we don't know because they haven't changed the venue. The venue's the same, but
they've added another venue.
Yeah, they've added a venue for the major panels, which is exciting because it'll, I think, create an opportunity for more people to be able to get into those panels.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to get that. It's at the, I don't know what the name of the venue is, but it's where the Mighty Ducks is all that I can think of right now. But it's
the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, where they play hockey.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Isn't the Anaheim Center?
Sure.
That's like sounds a noise right. That I've heard of.
Yeah. Anyways, they're having these major panels at that venue, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
I'm getting very excited for my trip to Disneyland in May.
Oh.
Like, very excited about it. It's getting here closer. I made dining reservations at one of the restaurants in DCA, Carthay Circle.
Oh, so good.
I've never been.
Mm.
Is it good?
One of the only places where a publicly displayed photo of Walt smoking is.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I heard, like, there's, like, a lot of, like, nods to Walt in that restaurant, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty swinging soundtrack in there, too.
Do you have, like, a recommendation on what I should eat there? You don't remember.
I don't remember. I just remember it being delicious.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Ask Jen when we go downstairs. She'll have a list for you.
Oh, great.
You got to check out the tables. You can do, you know what you need to do? Find out when the tour is. Of Carthay Circle, and somebody will lead you around and tell you all the little, like, hidden Easter eggs.
I haven't booked a tour for, like, Walt's apartment yet, and I'm having a real hard time not booking it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I want to do it.
You haven't been in it yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just, it's partially just a cost thing. I think it's, like, $160, which is not terrible, but, like, I'm balling on a budget right now. There's a lot of expensive things coming up.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to buy tickets for D23. We've got to buy, I'm going to register for Dopey 2025.
Oof.
Doing it again. We've got wine and dine registration coming up for Run Disney.
It's too many things.
Just a lot happening.
So, yeah.
I don't know. TBD.
TBD? There you said it.
I'm really excited for the trip, but.
I'm excited for you.
Thank you. Do we want to get into the Monster Truck Rally a little bit? Oh,
sure.
We never finished that thought, did we?
No.
We got into cookies.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got invited separately by the same company. Warner Brothers invited us out to, like, celebrate Godzilla Kong.
Which does look exciting. I need to look up and see who that girl is.
It's a new movie coming out. I think it's March 29th.
Something like that. It was very confusing on the Wikipedia because it was like in theaters March 27th, but then it was like nationwide release March 29th.
Yeah, confusing.
So,
Anyway, so we both got invited and did not know where we would be sitting. I screenshot my seats, sent them to Tim, and he said, hey, we're in the same row. So when I was on the Instagram story for the podcast and I said, look who just so happens to be sitting next to me, I meant that. Like, I legitimately was like, look at this. Who would have thought we would get sat together?
Look at us.
It was so much fun.
It was a good time.
I had never been to any sort of, like, monster truck event before. This was Monster Jam. And so I had no idea what to anticipate. The boys were on cloud nine the entire time. Mm-hmm. Luke got so into it.
Yeah, he did.
He was like, he became like, so at the monster truck rally, there are different trucks and they all have names. And I guess those trucks have been around for a long time.
Yeah.
Because Francie's dad was talking about how he always loved watching like Gravedigger in the 80s.
Yeah, Gravedigger started in 82.
Okay. So that's one of the trucks that was there. Megalodon, which is shaped like a shark, a giant shark, obviously. That was Luke's like go-to. Like he got himself hooked on Megalodon and cheered for Megalodon the entire evening.
Yeah.
And
fun fact, that driver could like use his foot to like step on a part of the door and it made his little like side fins like
flap. Oh, I didn't notice that. That's really
pretty funny.
Luke was a big fan of him, and Megalodon lost to Gravedigger.
Hmm. So sad. Yeah, Gravedigger swept all three events.
He was so good.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it was a male driving. There were females that were driving these massive monster trucks. It was so cool. Like, it was like, I don't know, like, I guess, is it wrong that I was shocked to see females driving them? I don't think I should be shocked by that, but it was just a power move, I feel like.
Yeah.
They were like right there with the guys being like, yeah, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And they did.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Yeah, power sports have changed in the past few years.
Yeah.
It used to be male dominated. I feel like Danica Patrick really like kind of paved the way a little bit.
I loved seeing it. It was awesome. But so yeah, it turned out to be like I had more fun there than I thought I was going to have fun. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I was a little worried about it.
Worried you?
Not worried. I just was kind of like, I don't know if we're going to stay for the entire thing. And we did.
Yeah, it's a good time.
I will say, it was at Camping World Stadium in Orlando. Mm-hmm. I cannot stand that venue.
It's pretty terrible. There is zero parking.
Parking is
you just have to like find a guy on the side of the road and hope that he's actually a person that can park you where you are parking.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get towed.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like the police are kind of like, yeah, people are going to be parking everywhere. Like,
sure. Yeah. I don't think like, and honestly, like the way that it gets so complicated getting in and out of there, like tow trucks getting in and out of there, probably is a nightmare for them.
Yeah.
So, but I do think that like even just leaving, I don't know how it was for you guys, but it took forever to get out of there.
Piece of cake for me. I parked in such a good spot.
It would have been better, but we don't have to get into the details of all of this, but as we were leaving, we had to get onto like a road in order to get onto the parkway.
Mm-hmm.
And on that road, there was a car broken down in the middle of the road.
Mm.
So everyone was like driving up on the sidewalk.
I just went up to Amway or Kia.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, is that changed?
Yeah, it's the Kia Center now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So I just drove from pretty much like right outside Camping World straight up.
That was with
to
you.
Kia and then over to the roads like downtown to make it up on the 408.
Yeah, that made more sense for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while to get home. We had some fast food experiences that took forever as well. We went to Taco Bell.
You guys didn't have enough there?
We didn't.
I had so much food there.
The boys were hungry.
Jackson was asleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They were hungry, but then they were fighting sleep. It was one of those situations where they were like whining because they wanted food so badly, but yeah, they were fighting, like trying to stay awake as well.
Gotcha.
Anyways, we did it. We made it home.
You did it.
Probably after midnight.
Proud of you.
Yeah. It was a good time. Loved it. I would definitely go back to another one. I don't think I'm rushing back to Monster Jam anytime soon.
Well, the thing about Monster Jam, and we'll move on after this, but there are three events in Monster Jam. There's a race. There is an event where they have to try to wow the crowd on two wheels.
Yeah.
And then there's freestyle.
They said it was like skills. Like it's like a skills event.
But nobody wants to see those first two.
Yeah.
People will cheer for them and like participate, but they're there for the freestyle.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
All that anybody wants to see. And Monster Jam's like, you got to stick around till 10 o'clock at night to watch this.
Yeah. But the freestyles were incredible.
Freestyle is awesome.
It was cool too, because my best friend, I've talked about Hunter before. Hunter was at a Monster Jam. I also didn't realize that they like simultaneously happened. I didn't realize there was a whole competition behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And like seasons.
Yeah.
My mind just was expanded, but he was at a Monster Jam at the same time in Arlington, Texas. And he was like, he would like text me and was like, we just had someone get a 9.8. This is out of a 10 scale. And we had just gotten a 9.6. And so it was just cool. It was a fun experience.
Did he not have Gravedigger then there?
No.
They're their own.
But they did have Megalodon.
Oh, a couple of trucks.
Yeah.
But they one of the other drivers for Megalodon was at our event.
Yeah.
So that means that there's probably like three trucks.
Interesting, yeah. Fascinating. I just learned so much from that experience.
Yeah.
It was cool. Did you have any other like fun theme park experiences this week?
I had a lot of them.
Yeah, you did actually.
But I wanted to do Hi Dad Soup before we get into theme park stuff because I had a really good one today.
I want to hear it. So we got those were like crammed at the end last week, so that'd be good to make sure we do those.
Fun fact, today is Oliver's first birthday.
It is.
And we had a little tiny celebration for him at home here because we are doing a blowout this weekend.
Yeah.
Which we're stressing about because it is supposed to rain.
Yeah.
And nothing can get wet.
It's like supposed to be outdoors.
Yeah.
Everything is pretty much supposed to be
outdoors. Yeah. And the person who's planning it offered us a venue to take it to, but it's like 30 minutes away for everybody. And it doesn't seem like it would be as fun at a venue.
Yeah.
Because there's like Oliver couldn't go to sleep. I don't know what he would do. And like people, like there are things at the house that kids can like go inside and play with the Hot Wheels.
Sure.
Whereas like at the venue, it's like,
right.
Sorry, this is all we have for you.
Right.
And then we would have to like pack everything up and bring it back home.
Yeah.
So stressful. The rain chances keep going up and down and up and down. We'll figure it out, but not important. Today's Oliver's birthday. We were downstairs in the morning and Jackson was like getting ready for school. And I said, Jackson, you know that today is Oliver's birthday? And he said, oh yeah. He goes, Dad, can I have a piece of paper? I was like, yeah, sure. And I got him a piece of paper and he just sat down on the ground. He drew a heart and he runs over and he shows it to Oliver. And I was like, are you doing that for Oliver's birthday? He's like, yeah, because I love him.
Aww.
And I was like, ah, that's great.
That's the best. When you get to see like that bond happen with your boys or with like any of your kids, it's so special.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Very good moment. It'll be cool to see like them continue to just grow in that bond as the years go by.
Yeah.
Cool. Good job. I'm proud of you.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, but like, no, you did. Like that thoughtfulness that Jackson has and like where that came from was instilled by you and Jen. So good job.
Well, thank you.
I had a Hi Dad Soup moment last night, and I'm not going to go into like specific details on it. It's a heavy subject, and there's just like other factors involved that like.
Is this the thing you told me about earlier?
Yeah, yeah, and there like some of the factors don't necessarily particularly pertain to our family, so I'm not going to share them. But Luke is just. There's loss happening, and we're having to have conversations with Luke about loss, and those are heavy conversations. They're not easy conversations for a 7-year-old to like grasp,
right?
And they're difficult concepts. But last night was tough because we finally like talked to him about it, and he just was having a hard time with it. And we talked about I'm trying to navigate in my brain, like what specifically I should say, but he was just having a hard time, and he and I connected and sat down for a minute and we were just talking, and the conversation led to me talking about some of my experiences with loss. And there was a conversation about missing someone that you didn't get to know that well, and how that can make you sad. And he asked me if I had like personal experience with that. And I said, absolutely. And this is something that I've shared on my social media platforms, but Francie and I have been through 2 miscarriages. And I obviously am not going to go into like a whole lot of detail with Luke about what that was like.
Right.
I'm very careful about what I'm approaching with him being 7, but we have talked about how, you know, there were 2 babies that mommy and daddy had that, you know, should be here with us, but are not. And we talk about heaven. We got into that conversation and I was telling him like, yeah, daddy misses those babies all the time. And I didn't get to know those babies.
Right.
And I will forever miss those babies, forever wish that those babies were here with us. And so it was just heavy. And it was a very heavy conversation and a lot for him to process and take in, but it was a lot for me to process and take in as well. Yeah. Just like trying to navigate that conversation with a 7-year-old.
Isn't that wild? Like, you're not like, it's hard to say, like, you're not a professional.
Right.
But no. Nobody is. No. And like, you, these are things that you will have to talk with your kids about.
Parenting is tough. Like, nobody can, like, your parents and other contributing factors and other, like, parental figures can, like, help prep you for it as much as possible. And, like, your own life experiences can help prep you for it as much as possible. But when those moments happen, like, there's no guide for that.
Right.
Sure, there's tons of books on parenting. But when you're, like, in it, it's just like, all right, we're going to just figure this out together. But I will say that by talking to him, and I got very emotional as I was talking about it with him, him seeing me like that was really powerful for him, because it validated how he was feeling in some ways. And I think that he had a deeper appreciation for me being honest and vulnerable with him in that way as well. Yeah. Even though he might not have been able to like articulate that or like, or even really have that like cognitive thought at that moment, I saw him, like his nonverbals relax some. When I opened up and got emotional, it was just like it was validating for him. So I know that that's really heavy stuff. And, you know, I know that I'm not specifically saying much there, but.
Right. I think that you said enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
but it was a lot. It was a lot. It was a heavy moment. It was a heavy night for sure. Emotional, but,
what did you do? And this is my weird brain, but like, what did you guys do afterwards?
He wanted to draw. Okay. So I can't go into a whole lot of specifics for that because it pertains to the situation.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he wanted to draw a picture.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. It helped. He loves to draw.
Yeah.
That's Luke's escape. Always. Like he will, after the monster truck rally, the next day, or Monster Jam the next day, so many pictures of monster trucks were all over the household.
Wow.
That's just how he, it's one of the ways that he expresses himself. And so that's what he did.
Amazing.
Yeah. So anyways,
sorry, I might ask you a lot about this because I don't have any, I haven't experienced loss.
Okay.
I have, but I haven't.
It's interesting. I have,
what was that?
I don't know.
That's in the world.
Big honk. I have all four of my grandparents still.
Oh, okay.
And so I have not, and I think that I say that because I think that, I'm generalizing here, but for a lot of people, typically one of their first experiences with loss is with a grandparent.
Right.
Obviously that can be very different for anybody.
Right.
But
that's me. I don't have any of my grandparents left.
Right. Do you remember losing them or?
No. Well, I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
But they would come by on like Christmas.
Right.
Or, you know, every other Christmas.
Yeah.
And like we would go up and visit my grandparents up north, and my other grandparents lived down here, like down south.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't like all the time stuff.
Right. You didn't have like a consistent relationship with them.
Right. It was neat to see them and they were nice, but it wasn't like, and I didn't like go to a funeral.
Okay.
I don't think.
Yeah.
I might have gone to one.
I feel very blessed. There's not a lot of people that are my age that still have all four of their grandparents. But I've always been close with them. Specifically, my dad's parents grew up. So I had, my family had 6 acres growing up. And then our 6 acres were right next to my grandparents' 6 acres.
Oh, nice.
And so we could walk to their house. Like it was very close. And that was a very regular thing for us. And so I have a very close relationship with them. In fact, I'm having lunch with them tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
I know that like when that happens one day, it's going to sting for sure.
Yeah.
I have watched Francie lose two grandparents, and like watched her walk through that, and it's been super painful. It was very painful to see her go through it, and painful for me as well. I loved her grandparents very, very much. But I think that like my first major experience with loss was through our miscarriages.
Yeah.
And navigating, and you know, I want to be sensitive to anybody that has struggled with this as well. So like, if you're listening to this, this is something that you need to like skip through because it makes it worse for you in any way. We totally understand that.
Right.
Coping with the loss that comes with a miscarriage is everyone handles it and processes it so differently. So there's not a right way or a normal way to deal with it by mm-hmm. any means. Or even a common way, I would say. But for me, it's very challenging to miss and grieve a life that you never got to know.
Right.
The miscarriages took place after we had had Luke, and they both were so very different. One was a lot further along. I mean, I say a lot. It was like 12 weeks. The other one was 1 week of knowing about the pregnancy.
Right.
And I don't say that to say that like that makes either one sting more or less. I think loss is loss and loss is hard regardless. But yeah. And then as a man, I think you have a different experience with it as well, because nothing physically is happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're watching your partner not just emotionally go through it, but physically go through it as well.
Right.
And it's very hard. Not that it's a competition in who it's harder for. I'm right. just sharing my perspective as a male. It was very challenging to watch Francie go through it physically and know that I couldn't do anything about that.
Right.
If there was a way that I physically could have taken on something, I would have done it, but there's nothing that I could have done. But as a man, my heart broke very deeply. And it was interesting because having had Luke, like I knew what it was like to love my kid, if that
yeah.
makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, I'm not trying to say this in order to compare it to anybody else's experience, but this is just like personally how I felt through right. the process. Like as soon as we found out we were expecting, I had created space in my heart for that child immediately.
Right.
There's like a stigma or a notion that like the dad like doesn't fall in love with the kid until the kid is like in his arms
right.
or something like that.
Right.
Again,
or like even to the first kicks or something like that.
Sure. You know? Until because it's and I get where that comes from because it's very foreign to a dad.
Yeah, it's an abstract thought.
Sure. I don't necessarily believe that that's the case for everybody, and I know for me personally speaking, with our second pregnancy, that was not the case, because as soon as I found out that we were expecting our second child, I immediately was just like, I pictured coming home to two little ones running up to me, saying daddy when I got home, and I might get choked up here, but it's hard because like I've had to also grieve and mourn the idea that like Luke is seven now, and we are so blessed to have Ethan, but Ethan's five. And so like, I won't ever get to like see my like toddler get excited about, I shouldn't say won't ever, but like, right. as far as Luke and Ethan go, I won't get to see those cute little moments where like toddlers learning how to hold the baby or toddlers like so excited about baby brother or baby sister being in mommy's belly. Like that experience is going to look very different. God willing, we would love to have another kid, but
this is tough for me because I got that and I feel bad.
No, you shouldn't feel bad. I have
no, but like I'm just
I have so many friends and so many loved ones that like get to experience that, and it blesses my heart seeing it and watching it, but my gosh, is it tough, you know? And you have to grieve that too. You have to grieve the idea of like things not panning out the way that you anticipate for them to pan out, or
mm-hmm.
Yeah, as soon as we found out that we were expecting our second, I pictured that. I pictured getting to run home to like two little ones being like, "Daddy."
Yeah.
And so I made that space in my heart immediately, and all of a sudden like there was a void that could never be filled.
Was this the 1 week?
No,
this was the 7
yeah,
12 week.
12 weeks. Yeah, we had already had one doctor's appointment. We had mm-hmm. gone to our second doctor's appointment, and that was the appointment that we knew like, okay, once we have this appointment checked off our list, we're going to be able to walk out of this doctor's appointment and like share it with the world. We had shared it with our family and friends, but which is another interesting topic that we can get into one day, but just like, you know, the notion of waiting until the first trimester is over before you share everything totally makes sense, because once you share it all, if something does happen,
then you
have
also
to go
have
back
to share that.
Yeah, and that's painful and hard.
Right.
But at the same time, the question of like, does that miscarriage is such a common thing.
Yeah.
Does that waiting take away from being able to like have people connect with you and make people feel, I think the miscarriage is a very, and again, this is generalizing. This is not how everybody reacts or responds to it, but it can be such a lonely experience,
right?
Specifically for the person that it's specifically happening to, but also just for a couple.
Well, yeah, they might not feel like, they may feel like nobody else goes through this.
Yeah, it's just lonely. Mm-hmm. It's just so lonely. And like, so when we did, you know, we had gone to the doctor's office and there was no heartbeat. And that was one of the most painful experiences of my life. You leave feeling empty. And that's what it was. Like, I had this void in my heart that I had made space for and was so excited to fill that with a baby. And walking out of that doctor's office, like, it was just like, what?
Right.
What just happened?
Right.
You know? And so, I don't even remember how we got onto this conversation, honestly. Yeah. Oh, we were talking about loss, which is very heavy. And this is not what I anticipated talking about when we sat down in these chairs.
No, I'm sorry for all that.
No. But I think that it's good. I think that, you know, sharing my experiences with that and talking about it, and Francie and I are very open with people about it. Because I
think that's helpful.
I do. I think it's so important to be, because I think there's so many people out there that experience it. And I can only speak on my behalf from the male's perspective, but for all of the males out there that are watching their partners suffer through it, and you feel like you feel alone because you feel like you see their pain, and in some ways you may feel like you're not allowed to also feel pain because it's not happening to you, or that you need to be strong and sort of be a rock for your partner, it's okay to be broken. I know that, like, for Francie and I, those were some of the most powerful moments, is when I let my guard down and showed her how broken I was about it, because I was afraid to. I was scared to show her that I was hurting, because I didn't want to put any, like, guilt on her for that.
Or any extra pain, right?
Right. But I think that she needed to know that I was hurting, too.
Yeah.
It brought us together closer.
Yeah.
Totally did not anticipate getting into that conversation today. I'm totally fine with it, because it's real and it happened to us and it's shaped us into the family that we are today. And we are so blessed with two amazing little boys that joined our family very differently. And yeah, we do. We hope for another child in the future. But in the meantime, and this is something that I'm working on focusing on, is just honing in on how grateful I am for what my family unit is today. It's hard not to get trapped in sort of like a comparison situation. One of my best friends right now, they're expecting a little girl, and I'm over the moon for them. But it's hard. It's challenging. Sometimes you see a post on Instagram and in your brain immediately goes to like, dang, you know, like it's hard not to compare in your brain and feel like your timeline is like you're losing time,
right?
Or like, why are things not happening for me that are happening for other people? And that's something that we've walked through and experienced for years now. So that's another whole component to that situation that like I want to speak to as well. Like, know that you're not alone there either. The journey to grow your family is not always easy, and it's not, I feel like it seems so much more easier than it actually is, you know? And you guys went through a season where you were wanting to grow your family as well, but like, it's frustrating because like, you see it happen so fast for other people, and even for people who are not intending for it to happen to, and part of you is just like, what the heck, you know, like, why? But so it's hard not to play the comparison game in those scenarios. And so, like, my advice, unsolicited advice there would be just like, don't play the comparison game. As hard as that is, it's so much easier said than done. Trust me, I am walking through it right now. But, you know, it's challenging. And we feel, like I said, we feel so blessed. We are over the moon with what our life looks like now and the blessing that is our life now. But it doesn't mean that, like, you know, things are hard sometimes and you want more. So,
right.
Anyways, we spent a long time on that, I know.
Sorry.
No. I had no intentions of going down that rabbit hole today.
Right.
There's so many more conversations that can be had about that for sure, but it's good. It's good stuff. So
yeah.
Hopefully someone feels maybe a little less alone just by me sharing all of that. I hope that you feel seen and you feel loved because you are. And it's challenging and it's tough and it's hard, but like, I don't even want to say there's light at the end of the tunnel because, like, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but like, screw that. Like, sometimes when you're sitting in that pain, it's just like, I don't freaking care about that light. This sucks. I think the biggest thing that I can say is just know you're loved, because that's what's pulled us through it is love. So anyway, I don't know how we properly or easily transition
out of that
into anything.
News.
We can't, but that's just what we're here for as well.
Right.
So, yeah.
I think we just have to do it, you know?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, Hi Dad Soup can be really lighthearted and super fun and freaking awesome that Jackson's drawing heart pictures, and then it can go down to all these other places.
Right.
So, anyways, thank you guys for giving me the platform to really share that, because ultimately, like, the biggest thing that can happen here is we get up here, we talk about theme park news and we talk about the fun things and cookies and
Santa
Beanie Babies.
Oh.
but I think, like, and that's fun, and I love knowing that we can, like, make you laugh and, like, have a good time with this podcast. But what's even more meaningful to me is that when we can have those conversations and that people's like can feel less alone in the
right.
world. We're here to make you laugh, but I also hope that you feel less alone in these moments.
I hope we can connect with you.
For sure.
But also, I think it's rather interesting that we're going to talk about theme park news.
Yeah.
Because, like, where else are you going to get this?
Right.
You know?
What a combo.
What a combo.
That
Santa.
We are. This truly, that tracks.
Yeah.
Boy,
some tangents.
Feeling less alone.
Is this your transition?
Yeah, I don't know if this works or not, but last week I ended on a cliffhanger and I said that there was theme park or there was news that I wanted to share, but we didn't have time to get into it. So this is an opportunity for you to not feel alone on your check-in and check-out day at Walt Disney World starting in 2025. Yeah, I don't know, it's a stretch, but we're
That's
doing
amazing.
It. There is the opportunity for guests to have resort stays where they're giving guests a complimentary ticket to a
it's
Disney.
It's not even a ticket.
Yeah.
It's entry.
Entry to a
you
Disney.
Don't need to have any sort of anything.
Right.
You just show up.
Into a water park.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, it's a good idea. And that makes me feel like the water parks are having a hard time.
I agree, and I'm a little worried for them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've listened to a lot of, like, information on this, and I've heard a lot of topics on it, but or a lot of discussions on it. It's interesting because it's not an easy thing to do to go to a water park. Could it be more stressful going to a water park when you're trying to check into your hotel? How does that work with, like, your luggage situation?
I think you drop it off with Bell Services and then...
And then pack, like, a bag.
Well, but also, you could have already been checked in.
Yeah,
just go.
I think it will come in handy for people who are waiting for their rooms to be ready.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, I think, probably go to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
When they're either checking out or checking in, if they're waiting for a flight or that's like a filler day. I think this is just an alternative solution to that.
And I think most people that come here will bring a backpack.
Sure.
And then you just pack that with your bathing suits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Head down there, get sunburnt on the very first day.
Well, that's the other thing that's hard about it is that, like, it's just so inconsistent with the water parks. Like, half the time only one is open, and we've talked about that before. Mm. So you just need to make sure that you're aware of what's happening in that scenario. But then, like, if you're coming in the summertime and you're wanting to go to the water park, there's always weather. Oh, no, my stomach did.
Oh, no.
Thanks. There's always weather that can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that will, you know, inhibit
well,
your
affect anything that you want to do. Well, if you went to Disney Springs, storm
sure, sure, sure,
up,
sure.
You
know? But like things are going to close at the water park,
right?
Like rides will shut down.
Yeah, they're not like closing Deluxe Burger,
right? Right, right.
You still go in there. And eat
everybody out of World of Disney, it's lightning. That would be so terrible.
Right.
That'll be interesting. And then obviously, if you're coming during the winter time, there's a season where the water parks aren't even open.
Yeah. Well, no, this water parks are always open.
Oh. True.
But there are days that they might be closed.
True, and the hours tend to be shorter.
Yeah,
during the winter time.
Yeah, they only open until 6.
So I don't know. That's just something that, like, I think it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I think it's fun. It's cool. I've heard people say that, like, this is Disney's way of like ramping up before Epic Universe opens. Yeah. I don't know that this is necessarily has anything to do with that. I think
I don't think so. I think this was just them trying to get people to buy more tickets to water parks.
Yeah,
like, oh, look how much fun you had on the opening day.
Right.
Or on your first day,
come back again.
Come back. We should go back to Blizzard Beach.
Or for like pass holders who are coming to stay, like they'll want to add the water park option to their annual pass, which is what you can do for like $100, I think.
Yeah. It's
water
parks
and
golf too.
Yeah, really good deal, because then you have access to those parks throughout the year.
Yeah, and the mini golf.
Yeah, I do know. I have some friends though that like they go hard for their water parks. Like they are super into it, and that during the summertime, like that's their family's entertainment. Now they live local.
Yeah, I love Typhoon Lagoon.
Yeah,
it's the best.
We just don't. We don't take advantage of it as often, but we also don't have the water park option. I do think that once this goes into effect, we will definitely take advantage of it.
I think I'm going to go next week.
Oh, okay. Well, this does not go in effect until...
I know, but I'm just going to go to the water park because I miss it.
Yeah, that's good.
It's good.
I should add that to my pass and then just go with you.
Okay.
All right. No big deal. Other Disney news. This is a very random specific thing, but Disney posted for live entertainment a casting notice for Disney Live Entertainment, and it's specifically for like an Encanto theme.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think that they are looking for people who are able to sing as well.
Okay.
So there's talks of it potentially being some sort of like sing-along experience.
Stage show or something?
Maybe.
Maybe.
We don't have specific information on that, but we did see the casting notice and I saw people talking about it.
That's interesting.
Yeah, fascinating. It's interesting because 1900 Park Fair opens in April.
I was just at Grand Floridian today and I heard them like inside of there and I'm like, whoa, what are they doing in here?
I didn't know they were changing like...
Yeah, they're doing something for sure.
That's fun.
There was some metal grinding happening.
That's exciting. We both got reservations for that at different dates and we weren't able to get the opening date, although TBD. maybe reservations will open for opening day and somehow we were able to get there, which is on April 10th.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to try for.
Yeah, same. But I'm very excited about that. And Mirabelle, the reason I say all that is to say that Mirabelle is going to be at 1900 Park Fair, which is super exciting. Listen, I'm a big Encanto guy. Any opportunity to get more Encanto in the parks, I'm here for it. Maybe we'll learn about this at D23 this year.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought you were talking about 1900 Park Fair.
No,
that's going to be way beforehand. You're talking about whatever they were holding
whatever they're casting for. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's a very specific niche thing, but
Encanto. And that was for Orlando?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
For Walt Disney World. Yes.
All right.
Encanto excites me, so I like to share that. Also, Disneyland. So Bob Iger was on an interview. Good old Bob.
Call him Biger.
He was doing an interview this week, and I want to quote like the specific comment that he made. It was with Morgan Stanley Technology, and Bob said this. He said, "We have one Avatar base land, Pandora, in Florida. We're going to put a second one in California."
And people booed. No, I don't think that actually happened, but in my heart, I was booing.
So I like
Pandora, but like,
It's one's good
enough.
Yeah, and it's good in Animal Kingdom, but I don't know how that fits in either of the Disney parks.
Right.
If anything, Disneyland. But Disneyland has Galaxy's Edge already, so I don't think that you can like add that like to me in as
like
far as
right next to Galaxy's Edge.
Yeah, what the heck, that doesn't make sense.
Is there an expansion pad somewhere in there? They said that they have 50%.
I have,
what does that even mean?
I don't know. Where I've heard people talk about,
like, Downtown Disney is where the space is,
right? I've heard people talk about them getting rid of Downtown Disney. They've also talked about, I've heard,
that's
like
too much of a moneymaker. That's not happening.
Well, I've heard them talking about removing one of the parking garages and moving downtown Disney to that area.
That's a lot of money to be spent
yeah.
just for Pandora.
Right. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know, but I don't know. I like that Animal Kingdom has Pandora and that Walt Disney World has Pandora and that like it that is specific to us.
Right.
To me, even though Pandora doesn't have anything to do with Animal Kingdom.
Right. They shoehorned it in.
Yeah. It's weak. For
you know?
Me. Yeah.
Keystone species.
Yeah.
The Ikran.
I don't know. That's weak to me. It's all made up. Like yeah. Animal Kingdom is about actual animals.
Well, is it? Is it?
I mean, well, Dino Land.
Beastly Kingdom.
But they're real animals.
Beastly Kingdom.
What is that? Where? That's gone now.
That never was. Yeah. But on the sign to Animal Kingdom, there's yeah. a dragon up there. That's true. A fake animal.
But dragons so never really exist.
A tribute to all animals, real and fake.
You don't believe in dragons?
No, there's a Komodo dragon.
I don't know. I just have, I'm not saying it doesn't work. Pandora, I'm not saying does not work at Animal Kingdom. I think it does, especially because I feel like the look of it matches the vibe of Animal Kingdom.
Right.
Does that make sense? Like the aesthetic is there.
Right.
I cannot picture that aesthetic working in the middle of Anaheim, California. Mm-hmm. And if it were to go to DCA, that would bother me.
There's no way it's going to DCA.
It doesn't have anything to do. And not that like,
oh.
What is DCA? Because everyone talks about Hollywood Studios at Walt Disney World losing the essence of what Hollywood Studios originally was.
Yeah.
DCA was originally a California specific theme park. Obviously right. That's gone. Like it is now, I mean, kind of like they added more IP.
Right. But everything is still
somewhat connected to California.
Cars Land.
I know that that's not in California, but it's still like, ties in with like Route 66, like the right. desert, that kind of vibe.
Monsters Inc.
No idea.
There you go. That's where it's gonna go.
Taking out Monsters Inc. and putting in a whole land.
Yeah, we're gonna cut off right at Schmoozie's and get rid of that back corner.
No,
knock down that Aladdin theater.
And I know that like even like
or the Hyperion or whatever it was called,
San Francisco. That is more IP now and not as like
yeah, but it has the word San Fran in it,
right?
That's the loose tie-in.
I mean it's still like in terms of like the aesthetic of it connects.
Yeah.
Avengers Campus, what does that have to do with California?
It's in California.
But was it?
It is.
Oh, I don't, I mean, well, not anymore, spoiler alert.
But
do you remember what happened to the Avengers Campus in Endgame?
Last thing I watched was Marvels, and it was pretty fun.
But Avengers Campus got, I mean, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Endgame, if you haven't watched Endgame at this point, then, like, you're missing out. But it got destroyed by Thanos.
Oh.
He made
a lot of stuff got destroyed by Thanos.
Yeah.
He rebuilt.
He made it rain on Avengers Campus. Do you remember that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, I guess I was thinking Avengers Campus in New York, but it's been a while since that's been the case.
Yeah, this is a satellite office. This was Tony Stark's or Grandpa's, but what's his
right.
name?
Right.
Howard.
Right.
That was his place.
I don't know. It's not like super themed to California, though.
Yeah, but I'm leaning towards getting rid of the Monsters, Inc. ride.
Yeah. Do you think there's enough space over there? I was thinking, you know where Goofy's Flight School is?
Yeah.
But here's my thing. That whole area to me, like, it beyond Pixar Pier, I don't know what that area is called, and I apologize for that. I've only been to Disneyland 3 times. But when you leave Pixar Pier, you walk yeah. through, like, there's a quick service restaurant, I think, over there, and it kind of wraps around and
yeah.
goes towards Goofy Flight School.
I Where think, all, like, they do all of the Dia de los Muertos stuff?
Yes.
Ooh, I hope not. I feel like there'd be an uprising.
I mean, I want that stuff to stay, but maybe they move that somewhere else. That's just, I'm thinking in terms of space. Like, where else do they put that?
Yeah, I think that but the monorail would have to drive through it. If they were wanting to get rid of something that the fans would not be too upset about, I think, yeah, from, like, Schmoozie's back and over to Tower of Terror.
Interesting.
Just get rid of that.
That whole theater, the Hyperion Theater.
The Hyperion, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, Carthay Circle
yeah.
back.
I mean, because I don't know in Disneyland, I mean, you don't get rid of anything in Disneyland. You would just have to add.
Right.
They're not getting rid of Toontown.
No.
They just rebuilt all of it. Yeah.
I feel like I need to look at an overhead map, because I'm not finding any space in my brain for this.
I think that's what they talk about at Disneyland all the time, how they don't have a whole lot of space.
Oh.
Unless you get rid of Downtown Disney. But unless, they would have to have some version of Downtown Disney.
Unless somebody, like, some backdoor dealings are happening and they, like, bought some more land somehow.
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know the geography of California that well, but I can't imagine.
There's like highways everywhere.
Yeah.
Roads everywhere.
There's a ton of land available anywhere.
No, there's not.
Not in the greater Los Angeles area. Anyways.
This is an interesting conversation.
Yeah. I want to say that we'll get more clarity on it with D23 maybe.
So you get rid of the bus loops, right? And you go back from Monsters, Inc. towards the Esplanade.
Yeah.
There's enough space there. If you get rid of the bus loops, move them somewhere else, and you get rid of Mike and Sully. Like, you go from the, all right, say, get rid of this, like, take away my smoothies idea. Just go from the monorail beam back. Get rid of whatever that really big building is right there where there's nothing there. It's just like a convention space.
Interesting.
Or not a convention space. It's like last time I was there, it was like an Avengers, like, display piece.
I just have a hard time understanding too how that, like, I don't know, but I don't know if this is something that they're even that concerned about anymore with Disney, but, like, how do you tell a story with that? You're walking down, like, this road and all of a sudden you're in Pandora.
Same thing. You're walking down this road and all of a sudden you're in Cars Land.
Well, like, that makes sense.
Route 66. Yeah, you're walking down Route 66,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. That makes sense. Even Avengers Campus, like, transitions well.
There's not enough space back by Goofy's Sky School for anything.
It also depends. Like, we're thinking of Pandora in its form in Animal Kingdom. They can do a lot with Pandora, for sure.
I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial.
Way of Water. Go ahead.
And people might not like it.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
But if we take out Haunted Mansion... No, just kidding. Tom Sawyer Island.
Okay. Yeah.
Get rid of it. It's too small for a Pandora, but you could put something there.
It would affect Fantasmic.
Yeah, I think that they might be, after that dragon caught on fire, they might be like, maybe we'll figure something else out for this.
But that annoys me. You're standing in New Orleans Square and you look over and you see Pandora.
I mean, you see a mountain.
What? I don't like it.
Mm. Yeah, I guess you're right.
You're standing, you're riding Thunder Mountain and, oh, look.
Standing there.
Banshees are flying.
New Orleans and you see... treehouse?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Jungle treehouses in New Orleans.
Jungle treehouse. Standing in New Orleans, you look over and you see Big Thunder Mountain.
I just feel like it's, I don't know.
Something that's...
I have a hard time with it in my brain for some reason. I don't know.
Standing in New Orleans, you look over...
All right, stop.
And you see...
It just feels, I don't know.
Winnie the Pooh?
It feels strange. I mean, kudos to them if they find a way to do it and it fits.
Yeah.
I don't think that they've developed anything that I've walked up to and been like, well, this doesn't fit. Right? Do you have anything like that?
Mm-mm.
I don't. I mean, I know that people are upset that, like, certain things have gone away, and I get that.
Yeah.
But, like, if I walk up to Galaxy's Edge, like, they transition that well. Speaking of Star Wars, look at that transition.
Oh, that was good.
Star Tours.
I'm so excited.
And this is really, like, the big one for us. But Star Tours on April 5th, we have new scenes coming to Star Tours.
Yes, we do.
And it's not just us. Disneyland is
and
also...
And Paris.
Yeah, and Disneyland Paris are also getting these scenes.
They're going to be good.
And those scenes have to do with...
Andor? Mandalorian?
Uh-huh.
And Ahsoka.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I cannot wait to ride in the mouth of a space whale.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be amazing. I also, though, like... Sometimes Star Tours gives me motion sickness, but I feel like I'm going to have to ride it so many times in order to get all of these scenes.
Yeah.
Because it's so random.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be
excited.
Fun, though.
I'm particularly excited for the Andor scene.
Yeah. What's it going to be?
I don't know.
There's not like a moment in Andor where he's like, I'm flying in a spaceship.
I don't know, but I need my entire like, I don't know what you would call it, but like ship that you're with. I need everyone to chant One Way Out. The entire time.
And then one person be like, I
can't swim.
I don't know how to swim.
I need it. I need
so
it to happen.
Sad.
It's so tragic, but I need that to happen. I did that the first day when Galaxy's Edge opened. I went and rode not Rise of the Resistance, Smuggler's Run. And I was kind of sad because I walked into the cockpit and I said, I've got a bad feeling about this. And nobody left.
Oh.
I was by myself.
That's because nobody else was in there. You're like, I was by myself and nobody left.
No. Like, I was with other people, but I was, like, by myself as, like, party of one with these other people. And everyone looked at me like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think they were like,
just walked in there and been like, hello there.
No, but I felt like it was iconic. I was like, I've got a bad feeling about this. And everyone was like, shut up.
I feel like, here's the thing. If you didn't watch... what's the show, the cartoon?
Star Wars Rebels.
Not Rebels, the other one.
Clone Wars.
Yeah. If you didn't watch Clone Wars, it's less of an obvious reference. Like, they do say it.
Right.
But in Clone Wars, they say it like 6 times every episode.
I've got a bad feeling about
this. Oh. It's ridiculous how often they say it.
But it's like an OG, like from the original trilogy, right?
I know.
I don't know. And it happened in the cockpit of the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, guys. You're riding this with me? I need you to be there with me.
Yeah.
Anyways. But yeah, that's a super exciting. I can't wait for the Star Tours ones. I'm definitely riding Star Tours over in Disneyland, too, just to see like what different things that I get.
Mm-hmm.
Also, quick note. I went to Flower and Garden Festival before I came here.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
On your way here.
Yes. Tried some new stuff and really liked... I don't know if you've had this yet. Did you guys get food from Japan?
No.
There was a steam bun. I don't remember specifically what it's called, and I apologize for
that. A bao.
Yeah, but there was like, there was meat inside of it.
I can find out really quick.
Okay. Very tasty. Also got frushi because that's a Flower and Garden
staple. It's like a staple.
Yeah. And then there was a ramen cup at the Japan booth as well. What?
Oh, yeah. Last time I had that, it tasted like hot dogs, and it was like noodly hot dogs, and I was like.
So it's chilled ramen.
Oh.
It's so good. You shake it, it's delicious. Oh. But I will say that everything there is pricey. The frushi was like seven something, and both the bun and the ramen cup were over $8. And I feel like that was very pricey considering the portion that I received.
Do you know what the name of the booth is?
I don't remember, and I'm sorry. So sorry about that. I also had the new empanada from... The Isla Fresca, I believe, is the name of the booth.
I just looked at Isla Fresca right now.
Isla Fresca is between...
The Impossible Jamaican Beef Patty with Spicy Papaya Syrup.
Delicious.
Plant-based.
It is so good. And then my sister has a dairy allergy, and she was able to get the Tres Leches cake from there because
vanilla cake soaked with oat, almond, and coconut milks, topped with toasted coconut.
It's vegan, and she was so excited about that because it's not often that she can have, like... First of all, it's a cake called Tres Leches, which is three milks. And so the fact that she got to have Tres Leches was a win in and of itself. But that beef patty was also delicious. And I would not have been able to tell that it was Impossible.
Hanami. I knew that.
Okay.
What
is in the bun?
The bun is a steam bun filled with vegetables and plant-based soy meat.
Okay, I thought it was plant-based. Also delicious. Also thought I was actually eating real meat as well.
Ramen shaken in a cup with fresh vegetables, grilled chicken,
yes,
and dashi broth.
Delicious.
With chili oil and yuzu.
It had a little bit of a kick to it, but it was very good.
Oh, anyways. All the beverages are new, too. Look at that.
Yeah. I didn't have any of those, but everything was delicious. And
it was a watermelon strawberry lemonade. Sounds real good.
Yeah. So, anyways, just wanted to give a little update on that. As I continue to go to Flower and Garden, I'll give updates on some of the food that I tried that's good. You guys went, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We only had two things.
Okay.
We had the mascarpone from Swirl Showcase.
Yeah. Good.
Good. Yeah. Good. And then Jen had some flatbread, I think.
Oh, from Morocco?
From Morocco, yeah. So we split apart because Jen went to go get some food. It was raining.
Yeah.
So me and Jackson went to go ride Soarin'.
Nice.
And we had Oliver with us, too. So, like, both me, Jen, and Jackson, all three of us couldn't ride Soarin' because Oliver. So we split off. Jackson and I rode Soarin'. He loved it.
Oh, that's awesome.
And Jen went and got the Morocco thing.
That's awesome. The last thing, and I'll end it on this, I had the peanut butter and jelly soft serve swirl.
You had, I didn't know, I asked that in the video because it wasn't listed on the menu. They had peanut butter and they had jelly.
Yeah, they could swirl it.
I didn't realize that you could swirl it. It was grape jelly, though.
It was so good. You're not a big
fan. Not a big grape fan. No, I'm a grape, I hate grape jelly.
Well, it's not jelly.
I know, it's grape soft serve.
Yeah.
But the grape, it's like a banana. You know how bananas don't taste like banana flavoring.
Right.
Grapes don't taste like grape flavoring.
Right.
So I don't like grape flavoring.
Got it. Okay. It tastes like medicine to you, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get that with this, but I understand what you're talking about.
I had the peanut butter one, though, just by itself.
Delicious.
Really good. Yeah.
That is at...
Swirled Showcase.
Oh, Swirled Showcase.
Yeah.
Which is across from Honey Bistro.
Yeah. Which is where the honey mascarpone
right.
nitro thing was that we got.
Yes.
Which is interesting because it is a honey item, not at the Honey Bistro.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I can't wait to take the boys back to get them the peanut butter and jelly soft serve.
Yeah.
I'm going to get that several times while this festival is going on. So.
Okay.
Anyway.
Do you get it in a cone or a cup?
In a cone. I'm a cone kind of guy.
Too messy.
You're a cup guy?
Yeah, you know I don't like messy things.
Tim.
I do like a cone, but I don't like it because it's messy.
But it's just makes...
I prefer the flavor of a cone.
It enhances the ice cream experience.
Yes. It tastes better, but it's messy. I don't need to be messy.
I mean, I get it for the boys in a cup. Yeah. I don't want them to be messy.
Yeah. Here's a fun thing that's I forgot to tell you about.
Mm.
Universal, one midnight, tested some drones.
Ooh.
Like a drone show.
We need that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Because we can't do a lot of fireworks there. And so why not? Yeah. Wow, that would up the game at Epic Universe. Talk about Epic.
This is talking about at Universal.
At Universal.
Yeah. This is where they were testing it.
That's so exciting. Wow. Cool.
I think they can do fireworks at Epic Universe because they're in that zone.
Right.
They're where they're right. allowed to. Like, that's right near Icon Park.
Right.
Which is where all of our 400-foot tall things are.
Right.
And so they have that space.
Yeah.
To build up 400 feet. They haven't built anything 400 feet, but I right. think they could shoot fireworks 400 feet.
I no feel problem. Like I've seen promotional art with fireworks in
yeah.
it. So
yeah.
I'm excited. Can't wait to continue to learn more. I'm not going to lie. I am drained.
Oh, okay.
This episode went places.
Oh yeah.
That I didn't sorry. Think it It's par for the course.
I know. I'm sorry. We just talked about it and I was like, I wonder why. Is it from earlier? Like you went to Epcot?
No.
Because we talked about a very heavy subject.
Very heavy, yeah. I thank you guys for letting me share all of that. I didn't, like I said, I had no intentions of going down that rabbit hole, but glad that we did and glad that we've tracked together.
I wonder why they call it going down. Is it because of Alice going down the rabbit hole?
I don't know, but I feel like you're going to want to look it up and we don't.
No, I think we answered that with just Alice.
Okay.
I think it's from Alice.
Leave it at that.
Yeah.
People will let us know if we're wrong. They always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Appreciate you all.
Is that it? Are we all done?
I think so.
Look at us.
Thank you for tracking with us.
We did.
I don't have any other more like major news. I did want to share Flower and Garden. Also, last week I talked about the fact that I'd be going to Busch Gardens. It hasn't happened yet. I should have thought about this. It's happening this Friday. So I'll be at Busch Gardens and I'll have experienced that.
Oh, you're doing both.
Yeah. On Ooh. Friday night, I'm going to Busch Gardens. I'll have experienced that with my sister and can talk about their food and wine festival in next week's episode. And Friday morning, we will be with you guys at...
Legoland.
Yeah.
We're going to build a Ferrari.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We all decided to go.
Yeah.
We're all going to stay.
Oh, that's fine.
The whole family's going to stay overnight and okay. we're going to wake up real early, get all the kids inside Legoland at 7:45 in the morning.
It's such an early morning. Yeah. And we're not
but,
staying, so we will have an early departure from our household.
Do you know why we get to go in so early?
Why?
Park doesn't open until 10.
Yeah, very exciting.
That means that we get to run amok in Ferrari land. Not a land, it's Ferrari
experience. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited. My sister's in town. She's very excited to be able to do all of these things. I also just have to say, I was on the phone with my mom before we got here, and my mom and my sister have a competition as to like who gets mentioned more on the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, so I had to say my mom too, because if I talk about my sister, my mom will have things to say. Some things are happening outside.
Jackson is just yelling.
He's having the time of his life.
I don't know why, but...
It's birthday. You need to get back to birthday celebrations.
Go down and see what's going on. So thank you guys so much for hanging out. Be sure to check out the Patreon. Be sure to check out the Instagrams. And
thanks for tracking with us.
Thanks for tracking.
I think I want to end every episode saying that.
Oh, okay.
Is that redundant?
No.
Thank you for tracking with us.
Thanks for tracking through life with us.
Bye.
Bye-bye.